So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, in this video we're going to share why keto and intermittent fasting will decrease the need for actual sleep. Okay? Now, number one, lack of sleep worsens your blood sugar. So if you don't get enough sleep, if you're a diabetic, you're going to find that you're going to need more medication because the blood sugars are going to be more unstable. Number two, good sleep increases your blood sugars. If you sleep really good, you don't crave as much junk food, okay? Whereas if you don't sleep, boy, you're just like thinking about food all the time. And number three, high sugars will not only create brain fog and fatigue, but it prevents the quality of sleep. Diabetics generally need more sleep. But if you do keto and intermittent fasting and you reduce your carbs, which is the opposite of a diabetic situation, you're going to have neuroprotection. Okay, so the nerve cells, the brain cells are protected. And you're going to have something called neurogenesis, which is basically you can regrow brain cells. Well, guess where all the cellular machinery for sleep is located? In your brain. The circadian rhythms, which control the cycle of sleeping, called the suprachiasmatic nuclei, is located in your brain, and the little tiny neurological switches that control sleep and awake, located in the brainstem, called the Raphe nuclei and the locus coeruleus, are also supported when you do keto intermittent fasting. So the more that the total brain is supported, the more these specific functions are supported and the need for sleep is reduced. Whereas in a diabetic patient, the entire brain actually shrinks and you get atrophy of these centers, causing the need for more sleep. So just to summarize, we have two situations. One is, wow, I don't need much sleep and I'm still awake and I'm not tired. And then the other situation is, wow, I started keto and now I can't sleep and I'm tired. That's a different situation. I put a link down below of what to do for that. But if you're sleeping less and you're still awake and you're not tired, then now you know the reason why. Hey, you know what? I just want to say something. Only 30% of the people that are watching this video actually make it this far. And you did. So I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.